Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Anthony Mandela, intern mother plucker on the other side. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as all our guests do, Jim Callis of MLB Pipeline. We appreciate his time, as always, whenever we get a chance to talk baseball with Jim Callis. It's exciting, and Jim, no better reason to than Keston Hiraday, as the number one Brewers prospect is up in the big leagues now.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting to me how teams look at promoting prospects differently. You know, if the Brewers were in contention, I think you'd probably see a desire to kind of suppress, you know, Hira's potential Super 2 arbitration eligibility. But, you know, when you get within a game of the World Series and, you know, you're a playoff-caliber team yet again, it's all about putting the best team on the field. And I think that best team, you know, includes Keston Hira, who is one of the best hitters anywhere in the minor leagues.
And which is a beautiful thing. Now, earlier in the show, I had said that, you know, when Brian Braun came up, I was pretty excited and juiced about that. When Fielder came up, same thing, and had expectations that they were going to be able to hit upon hitting the majors, they would hit like they were doing in the minors. Didn't have the same thought process for Corey Hart or J.J. Hardy or Ricky Weeks or those guys that came up with them. But those two other guys that were star players, in my opinion, I thought would hit, and they both did. Should I have the same expectations for Keston Hira coming up?
Yes, although, you know, what's interesting about him is, you know, a lot of your listeners probably know the background, but he was the ninth overall pick, and he was the best hitter in his draft class in 2017, and he won the NCAA Division I batting title with a .442 average. And there weren't, I wouldn't say questions on his power, but it was definitely hit over power. And while I think you'd still say he's hit over power, when I saw him in the fall league, it was interesting. He, I think, was making more of a concerted effort to hit for power, and he did. His strikeout rate was higher than it had been previously. Although it was interesting, the championship game, when he came up in the ninth and they needed a hit to drive in the tying run, he kind of had like a nice, calm approach and just hit the ball back up the middle for a single. And then this year, you know, he's 11 home runs in 37 games, so he's striking out at like a 28% clip as well. I think it has to be a concerted effort on his part, but I think he might be close to, you know, much more balanced hit and power than he was when we originally saw him. But it's a potential special bat, and I do think he's one of those guys who's so gifted that he can kind of decide if he want to be like a high average type of power guy, or does he want to sacrifice some average and maybe more of a plus power guy? He can kind of do whatever he wants with the bat. It's pretty fun to watch.
Oh, okay. So now you're getting me really excited. Okay, so let's continue on this journey. If he were to sacrifice some average, like you said, be a plus power guy, what type of power at that bandbox Miller Park do you think he could do on a given year?
Well, I'm going to be conservative, and I'll say, like, maybe he'd be like a 275, 25 home run guy. Although the ball does jump out of that there, and, I mean, maybe he's a 270, 30 home run guy. I mean, I also think he could be like a batting champion contender,
yep, that's
you know, 20 home run guy.
Yep.
I think it's just kind of what, like, and like, if anybody's listening to this and thinking that I'm oversimplifying things, I realize that hitting is much harder than I'm making it sound. but with Hira, I don't think it is, and I do think he's one of those special guys who can, you know, this is super oversimplified, but it's almost like, you know, Keston Hira gets, you know, 120 or 125 points on the 20-80 scouting scale. And I think he's one of the guys who can kind of decide, okay, how many do I want to be hit? How many do I want to be power? And most guys can't do that. And yes, I know that's oversimplified, but he's really crazy good. Like, his ability to, you know, just his feel for the barrel and the hand-eye coordination is pretty impressive. And like I said, it was very interesting to watch him in the fall league. I really think it was like kind of, you know, I don't know if that came from him or the Brewers or a conversation that both sides had. But it was almost like he used the fall league to see, let's see how much power I could hit for if I kind of try to do that a little bit more. And he was impressive.
You know, they always said that about Ichiro, that if Ichiro wanted to win a home run derby or hit for more power, he right. always could.
Yeah, you heard that. And I think, like, they say, like, some every once in a while, Ichiro would just decide, okay, I'm going to crush the ball in batting practice, and he would do that. Yeah, I do think, and again, not every, I mean, it's not just every gifted hitter can do that, and it's a very rare skill, but I do think that the very, you know, Wade Boggs, for instance, I think was kind of that way too. Like, the very, very gifted hitters, I think can kind of, you know, again, I know this is oversimplified, but say, you know what, I'm going to go from a seven hitter to a six hitter, but I'm going to go from a four power to a five or a five to a six. And I mean, now we're comparing him to Ichiro and Wade Boggs, but he is a very, very special, potential special hitter. And the crazy thing too to keep in mind is the balls are jacked up in AAA this year. So he's having a great year in AAA. But the offense in AAA, they're using the major league ball in AAA this year, which is new. And, you know, a little shockingly, they're using a harder, tighter ball, and offensive numbers are off the charts. I mean, the runs scored per game in AAA right now are 30% above the rest of the minors.
Talking with Jim Callis of MLB Pipeline here on the Wendy's Big Show, and those exhilarating comparisons, I think that's the best way to put it for Brewers fans, Jim, is what you're hoping for when you're picking guys within the top 10. And when the Brewers started this rebuild, that was the philosophy, was stockpile as many top 10, top 5 picks as you can and get them to the major leagues and let them learn at the major league level. Hira is going to be the first position player out of that 2017 draft to make it to the major leagues, correct?
I think that's right.
Okay.
Yes, because I think Kyle Wright was the first player, you know, first pitcher.
Yep.
But yeah, I think that's correct.
And what does it show to you, Jim, with the willingness that some teams have had to give young players contracts early on in their careers, early on in this stage? Do you think that made it more likely that he came up in this role without necessarily having the service time be back and be in a Super 2 role?
I actually really think it's the nature of the team. You know, I think if the Brewers were, you know, not coming off, you know, getting as close to the World Series as they did and have a definite playoff caliber team, and not to pick on anybody, but let's say they were the San Francisco Giants or the Miami Marlins, then, you know, you'd sit there and say, oh, you know, Keston needs to work on his defense at second base for most of the year, and you'd keep him in the minors. But, you know, it's, when you're trying to win, it's all about putting the best players on the field. And, you know, Travis Shaw is off to a horrible start, so I assume we'll see some Hira at second and you know, more Moustakas at third, you know, at least for a while. But, yeah, I mean, they're just trying to win. I think that's it more than anything.
And that's exactly, I think, what's going on at this point. And one last thing for you. I saw on ESPN, they did a poll question. Was it last night, I think? As far as, you know, the best player-for-player trade type deal. And Yelich was one of the four trades that they put up there over the history of baseball. And Yelich, I believe, won it. Your thoughts on those prospects the Brewers gave up for Yelich at that time? I know there were a lot of people hot to trot for Lewis Brinson in that deal. And to this point, he really hasn't lived up to it.
Yeah, I mean, Christian Yelich is a great player. I don't know if I'd say that's the best trade of all time. I'm curious what else was on that ESPN poll. Yeah, I mean, the Marlins have not made good trades. Like, I think they've traded all their guys for less than they should have gotten them. The scary thing is, compared to the Giancarlo Stanton trade and the Marcelo Zuna trade at the time, the Brewers trade seemed like the most equitable. Now, you know, Brinson, you guys saw him. I mean, it's a huge ceiling. I mean, he could be a 30-30 player, and he could strike out 200 times in the season. And, you know, where he fits, you know, which way he goes, you know, is to be determined. You know, Monte Harrison, you know, hasn't gotten to the big leagues yet, but same thing. Monte could be a 30-30 guy, and he could, you know, he struck out 215 times last year in the minors. Eason Diaz was a guy who had a lot of success in the lower minors, and he's supposed to be this offensive second baseman. But he really hasn't hit that much since he got to AA. And Jordan Yamamoto is not a big velocity guy. He's probably more of a back-end starter, middle reliever. So, I mean, the Marlins traded for some ceiling. Like, you could sit there and dream, like, oh, what if Brinson and Harrison and Diaz reach their ceiling? Yeah, you might have three all-stars, but there's a lot of risk in those bats, too. And that was, obviously a very good trade for the Brewers. I'd be curious to see that poll and see what else was up there. And, I mean, I know Yelich, obviously, MVP, and he's been even better this year, but I might wait a little bit before I would vote that.
See if I can find it. I'll shoot you a text and let you know who the other trades were. There was four of them. Yelich was one of them.
Well, you had the Bartolo Colon trade where the Indians got Brandon Phillips, Cliff Lee, and Jason Bay, I think, if I'm not. Or they Grady Sizemore instead of Jason Bay. And that was a pretty good one. But, at this point, it looks extremely lopsided because the guys the Brewers gave up haven't really lived up to their potential. Harrison's having a better year this year. And Yelich is the best player in the National League last year and even better this year. So, if I'm a Brewers fan, I'm pretty happy about that trade.
Jim, if I could ask you one more, if you got the time, with the three young starters, and I know you, at MLB Pipeline you guys focus mostly on the minor league side of it, but with Burns, Peralta, and Woodruff, the young pitchers now in the Brewers rotation, or at one point they started the year in the rotation, can you let Brewer fans know there is a very, very dicey situation when you're talking about young pitchers developing at the major league level, and these struggles can be expected?
It can, and it happens a lot. And, you know, like Corbin Burns, I know, was terrible in the rotation, and he was so good as a reliever last year. And you got to remember, I mean, this is a guy who was a starter pretty much his whole life. He switches to the bullpen on the fly last year and does a good job, and he had trouble switching back. And, it's tough. I mean, I alluded to the AAA baseballs. I mean, they're basically throwing billiard balls or with seams painted on them almost at the big league level. And, I mean, if you make contact, the ball flies. All those guys are talented. Corbin was a former top 100 prospect. Brandon Woodruff was a former top 100 prospect. Peralta was not, because people kind of had a hard time wrapping their head around a small guy whose fastball plays as well as it did. But, I mean, we're talking about a guy in Peralta who averaged 11 strikeouts per 9 innings as a starter last year. So, it's frustrating. I'm sure for fans that those guys aren't, coming out and dominating. But I'll put it this way. I certainly would not give up hope in any of those guys. I think they all have the chance to be very useful starters.
Jim Callis, MLB Pipeline, appreciate the time, man, as always, and we'll talk to you if there's another top prospect that can come up, but there's none going to be bigger than Keston Hira coming up today.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we'll see Corey Ray if he gets it going at the plate. He's off to a slow start, but maybe we'll be talking about Corey Ray later in the year.
That would be another one of those top five picks that you'd be able to talk to and look at towards the future. Jim, appreciate it.
Yeah, great talking to you guys. Take care.
That's Jim Callis joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline here on the Wendy's Big Show. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.